Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. I want to ask you a question. What does the word sponsoring mean to you? When you sponsor somebody into your business, what does that really mean? Are they just another number in your downline? Or is it somebody that you can work with to mold, to coach, to create a better quality of life? You see, we get to choose the meanings of our words by our actions. Let me give you my definition of sponsoring. It's basically five words. You can count on me. You see, when I bring somebody into my business, they are in a long-term relationship with me. And like all relationships, it's based on give and take. And when we're first getting started in, you know, a business enterprise like network marketing, you as the sponsor are responsible to the sponsee, you know, to guide them, coach them, and lead them to the success that they're looking for. You know, we don't really know why people get started in our business, so we have to ask them. And it begins, I believe, with understanding their goals, their why, if you will. And here's an important distinction. I want to make sure you really get this, is that let their goals be their goals for them. Don't try to force your goals, your ambitions, your desires on other people. You see, when you get into a goal-setting partnership, it really is a partnership, and what you have to do is you have to be there so that the new person can count on you. So the take-home message here is don't be pushy, don't be hypey, don't try to get people to do things that they don't want to do. You know, the reality of it is that you can't. You know, this is not like an employer-employee relationship. What we're building is a volunteer army. So really, it's about goals and choices. And what we have to do is we have to help our brand new representative, our new brand new distributor, make good choices to help them get closer to accomplishing their goals, to success that they have. And, you know, there's a couple of different ways people can frame this. You know, they can choose to take responsibility, or they can deny responsibility or avoid responsibility, or, you know, just basically kid themselves. And what you'll discover is that you can bring on people into your business that do all of those things. But ideally, what you're looking for when you sponsor somebody is somebody who's willing to personally take responsibility, somebody who's going to use you, the tools and the team, to create a better quality of life, somebody who is proactive, somebody who wants to play and win. That's really what you're looking for. That's your ideal sponsee. But reality kicks in. And I just want you to warn you. I just want to warn you about this, is that because you will discover that some people will not take any responsibility, and they're going to be a victim, and, you know, they're never really going to do what they say they're going to do, and, you know, they want to be right, so they're not really teachable and coachable, and they're going to let a lot of their self-doubt kick in, and they're going to let a lot of their limiting beliefs kick in. And if you're not careful as a leader, those people who say one thing and do another can be very, very draining. You know, I remember when I got started in this profession, I wanted it so bad for myself and my family. I was willing to work with anybody and everybody. And I found myself being the consummate cheerleader, convincing people to get the pack, convincing people to get on a conference call, convincing people to show up to events. And you know what? That became very draining. And I realized at some point, you know, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer sometimes. It takes me a little longer than most. But I realized that I would have a whole lot more fun by looking for people who are looking for what I have to offer and to be part of the community that I wanted to create. Does that make sense? So, you know, be mindful of who you're bringing into your business. go for quality, not quantity. And, you know, I know people, especially in the online world, well, they'll sign up, you know, 20 to 50 people in a month, and there's no way that they can have a quality of relationship with those people. And what happens is many of those people quit just as fast as they joined. So let's talk about how do you really help somebody and support somebody in goal setting to become what I refer to as a big business builder. You know, a big business builder is somebody who is making a commitment, who's serious, somebody who is willing to devote 20 hours a week to build their enterprise, to build their business, to create a better quality of life for themselves. So let's look at maybe breaking that 20 hours down to maybe 5 days a week, 2 days off. And what would you do in those 4 hours each and every day? Well, you know, I think 30 minutes every day should be prospecting. At least 30 minutes every day. You know, Jeff Olson in the book, The Slight Edge, says you have to master the mundane. You know, it's the little things that we do consistently over a long period of time that make a big difference. You know, Jeff talks about talking to two people a day. So whether it's two people a day or three or four people a day that takes you 30 minutes a day, it's that activity over a long period of time that's going to make a difference. You should all spend and plan about 30 minutes a day to follow up, because one of the biggest mistakes people make is they do a great job in the prospecting department, whether it be online or offline, and then they just drop the ball. They never follow up with the prospect. So all that work, all that effort is for nothing. It's crazy. I've done it, I know. But I know lots of people have done it as well. And I'm here to tell you the lesson I've learned is that if you're going to take the time to prospect somebody, take the time then to follow up with them and collect a response, yes or no. That's really what you're looking for. You know, spend 30 minutes a day on Facebook, you know, if you're marketing online, or spend 30 minutes a day networking out and about where you're actually passing out literature and brochures and DVDs perhaps on your product or your business. And then, you know, an hour and a half a day should be set aside to do presentations or following up with presentations or three-way calls. So it's really all about doing all of these things. And you should spend at least 15 minutes a day reading a book, you know, 10 pages a day. And, you know, I'd love to see you work on your physical body, not only your mindset. You know, 15 minutes a day, exercise. More is better. And, you know, 30 minutes a day, listening to some sort of audio or even reading a book to help you be a more effective sponsor, to help you be a more effective leader. You know, I was doing a leadership conference call last night with my team, and we got talking about 90-day goals, 30-day goals, and somebody said on the call, you know, I really just don't feel good about setting 90-day goals for myself, because, you know, this is a much different business than anything I've ever done. Because before, when it's only about me, I can control how much time I'm going to spend, and I will make sure that I will do what it takes to get the job done. But with this business, because it's kind of voluntary, I've got no control. And I listened to that, and I said, you know, yeah, that's a really good point. However, let me just share this with you. I believe the reason why you need to set 90-day goals and 30-day goals is to see if you're on track. Because often will be the case where you will think you are doing everything you need to do to build a business, but your results are not in alignment with that. And what I mean by that is that you end up doing what I did when I first got started, which is trying to push people to do what they didn't want to do because they weren't taking responsibility and they weren't really serious about business like we are. So it's important to know when you're off track. And hopefully you're coaching with somebody in your upline support team or somebody that you've hired to help you become more successful. Here's a success checklist, a list of things that you can ask yourself at the end of every week. You know, how many people did you show the business to this week? You know, how many people did your team show the business to this week? You know, I put together something called an action tracker to track the number of prospects you talk to every day, the number of prospects that got a website or saw a presentation, or how many three-way calls did you do with your upline? How many three-way calls did you do for your team? How many prospects did you follow up with? How many did you enroll? See, those are all basic fundamental questions that when you're working with a brand new person, you need to help them create a new philosophy for this business. And they need to create that philosophy that's not only action-oriented, but it's also results-oriented. Does that make sense? Now, I want you to make sure that your brand new person also understands why they're doing what they're doing. And I want you to help them see that they can become successful. And I want you to help them celebrate the little wins, the prospecting, the doing the three-way call, the signing up that first business partner. I want you to really help them get clear on why they do what they do and their commitment to the people, you know, their family, themselves, their dreams, their goals. I want you to get them to think about what they're going to give up to move up. You know, success in this business, success in anything, takes work. You know, I was doing another coaching call with some rock stars I have on my team right now who are crushing it. And, you know, one of the things that they said is that we know from a business standpoint, it takes a lot of hard work to create a significant level of success. And you know what? That's true. And all too often, we really make this business sound too easy. And as a result, people drop out because they thought it was going to be a get-rich-quick deal. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever told anybody that? I tell people, you know, it is a get-rich deal, but it's never been quick for me. It's never been easy for me, but here's what I will tell you. It is worth it. Now, when you're working with your brand new reps and you're coaching them, there's seven magic words that you can ask them, that you can text them, that will help you become a magnet to them. In other words, they're going to want to be part of your life. And here's the seven words. Is there anything else I can do? You know, if you just get in the habit of texting, and, you know, texting is very easy to do, and you can copy and paste your text messages to all your contacts in your business. And just, hey, look, you know, just checking in with you today to see if there's anything I can do to help you with your business. You see, people want to know that you care. And when you're bringing on and sponsoring a new person, they want to know that you're going to be there for them. And they may say, no, there's nothing you can do. But what also goes on in their mind is, ooh, maybe I need to start doing something, because you've already set all of this up. You know, you've already set the stage for what they should be doing, and hopefully they are doing. And when we reach out to people, most people who are serious really appreciate that. Now, if somebody is not doing a business, they're probably going to feel like you're bugging them. And you want to know that, because that's really about them. That's really not about you. What you want to do is you want to develop leaders. And to do that, you want to know who's going to play the game and who's not going to play the game. So when you reach out to people and they say, yep, I need this help, or I don't need any help, you're going to know. You're going to know who's doing three-way calls with you, who wants to play and who doesn't want to play. So hopefully this has been eye-opening for you today. As a leader, I want you to be a good example for everybody to follow. That's a great post-it note to put on your wall. I am the example for everybody to follow. I am the example for my team to follow. This has been Terry Petrovic on the Terry Petrovic Show. Remember this, my friend, you have a choice. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one, because you absolutely deserve it.